How many are ready for a new year? Yep. I am ready to put 2023 behind me. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the 2024 and not just New Year's resolutions, but I want to read this little, I'm not a New Year's resolution guy, okay? Some of you are, some people are, but my research, New Year's resolutions date back to about 4,000 years ago when the Babylonians tried to be better people in the new year, okay? But we see about 38.5%, it's about 38% of U.S. adults set New Year's resolutions every year. 59% of those are obviously young adults and then older, but most popular New Year's resolutions are exercise more, healthier eat. What are we hearing laughs here? I don't understand this, like why this is funny, but eating healthier, saving money, and losing weight. Only 9% of people successfully keep their New Year's resolution, and 23% quit in the first week, right? So anyway, it doesn't last very long, does it? You know, Mr. Gary said something about, we'll start the New Year's resolution on Tuesday. I remember that old cartoon, Popeye. Remember watching that cartoon as a kid, Popeye? There was a guy on there, his name was Wimpy. And he loved eating hamburgers all the time. And he would always say, I will gladly pay you the second Tuesday of next week, right? So I will gladly start that resolution the second Tuesday of next week. Not really. But anyway, so, you know, we have New Year's resolutions. But I want to talk a little bit different tonight about some things that we can look at. And it really all comes back to our thinking, doesn't it? And where is the devil going to attack your thinking? And the way that we approach things, the way that we view things, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, everything in our life that we have is going to be challenged by the devil. Every facet of your life, the way you think about things, every event in your life. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now, I want to start here really quick. Remember that God told Adam and Eve, do not eat of the tree, correct? Of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not eat of this thing, right? Because in that day, you'll surely die. It's funny how we listen to scholars talking about these things. Well, you know, God lied because they didn't die that day. No, they died that day. They just didn't physically fall and croak that day, but their spirit man died because they're separated from God. But so we got to understand one thing, going into the new year and in our life, we have a mandate, something maybe God's put on our heart, something we want to do, and we're going to see the enemy try to rob it from you. So Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, we see the enemy coming in, and it says, the serpent was shrewder, this is a New Living Translation, of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day he asked the woman, did God really say that you must not eat from the fruit from the tree in the garden? Now, what is happening here? Well, let's put this in perspective. You have something in your heart, maybe a dream or something that you want to do, and the devil's going to come along and say, do you really want to do that? Right? One of the manipulation tools, if you ever study manipulation, I don't encourage you to, but I've studied manipulation and I can see how when people manipulate others. So I've gone down this rabbit trail where I can see things. One of the manipulation tools that people use is when they say something to you to come back with, are you sure about that? Why? Because it makes somebody question their efforts. What is the devil here saying? Are you sure about that? Right? This isn't probably the normal New Year's resolution message, but what it means is 2024 can be a great year, but we need to see some roadblocks coming up ahead. And I'm just also going to challenge you, your past thinking has got to be overcome. Because there are some things in 2024 that I'm radically doing different. And there's a timing issue too. But let's talk about this. And it goes, did God really say you must not eat the fruit of the trees in the garden. So what he's saying, he's trying to use manipulation, isn't he? He's trying to say, are you sure about that? Then he goes on, of course, we may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden. Now she's trailing off here. What is she doing? She's going off on a tangent that we don't need to go off on, right? She's talking about the other trees in the garden. No, we're not talking about the other trees in the garden. Why are we wasting our breath? Ever felt like that before? Like sometimes you waste things in life. You waste energy on things you don't need to be doing. Am I the only one? You look back and you're like, I waste a lot of time doing that. Like I've talked about things I shouldn't have been talking about, right? I've wasted energy. I've done what she's obviously talking about things she has no business talking about. The other trees. Well, who cares about the other trees? We know that. It's not the point under subject, right? There are those people where you're talking to them, and all of a sudden, you're talking to them. All of a sudden, they change the subject, and you're thinking, okay, what does that have to do with what we were talking about? That's kind of what's going on here. Then we see here goes on. The woman replied, "It's only the tree from the tree in the middle of the garden that we're not allowed to eat. God said you must not eat it or even touch it." He didn't say that, did he? He didn't say touch it. See, now we're coming up with new things that weren't even there before. Don't touch it. If you do, you will die. Okay, well, he said don't eat of the tree, of the fruit tree of knowledge, right? So now what's happening is she's talking about something she doesn't need to be talking about. Now she's changing the story a little bit, manipulating things. That's not what was said. And it all began with what? Are you sure about that? I'm telling you what, 2024, you're going to have some things in your life. I guarantee you this year, you're going to hear those words in your head. Are you sure about that? Are you sure you're qualified to do that? Are you sure you're capable of doing that? That sounds like a crazy idea. I don't know about that. Here we go. You won't die, the serpent replied to the woman. God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. None of this was even discussed with God, was it? This conversation never existed. Why? Because, let's just stop right here. The devil is trying to control the scenario with Adam and Eve. And guess what? In 2024, he's going to try to control, I'm giving you a spoiler alert here, he's going to try to control the scenario and the agenda for your life. And the woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it gave her. Guess what? Let's just put this in a scenario. She's wanting the easy way out, right? It looks great. It feels good. It must be good. It must taste good. It must be great, right? Have you ever had things that look great on the outside, but they end up being an absolute train wreck? She took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave it to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. And at that moment, their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. So what happened here? It did not work out the way that they were lied to, right? It did not happen the way that the enemy. I will just say this. Anything, when we're going into 2024, if you have things in your heart to do or whatever it is, we'll talk more about it here in a minute, and the devil's going to come along and lie to you about things, it's never going to work out the way he says. Ever. 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 And he's always going to try to control the scenario. He's going to try to control things. Verse 8, and they tried to fix it. So Adam and Eve tried to fix the problem by sewing fig leaves together, and they didn't fix it, did it? And when the cool of the evening breeze was blowing, the man and the wife heard the Lord walking in the garden, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees. Then the Lord called to them and said, "Where are you?" So what happened? What happened was God set a plan in place. The devil came along, questioned it, manipulated them, changed things, the plan, and then they got off track. And what happens is they were ashamed. Everything went sideways. How many have plans for 2024, right? You got a plan for 2024, right? I do. You have goals. How many like to get promoted this year? How many like to make more money this year? How many would like to be more, you know, maybe get out of debt? How many would like to, you know, start a new business? How would like to do certain things? Guess what? The enemy's going to come along and lie to you about things. Why? Because the devil wants you bound under certain things because he can control you and manipulate you, right? Keep you in depression. Keep your stinking thinking. All these other things, because talk about things. So, whatever you're wanting to move forward with in this year, the devil is always going to try and impress his angle or the things or his process on you. He's wanting to, and I'll just say this. Let's talk about the way you process things. How do you process things? Well, first of all, you process things through your experiences, right? Well, it's never worked out before, so it's always going to be like this. Nobody's taken me serious in the past, so then therefore, this. Well, people have always responded to me like this, and then therefore this. Well, everything I've ever done is just disappointments. Or maybe the victories, right? Maybe you've had some confidence in some areas, and so that helps you spur on other things. Or also, too, we create a dialogue in our head of things that have never happened before, right? Ever had somebody that, you know, you're talking to somebody and then you walk away, well, they're just mad at me. Really? I mean, unless they're yelling at you or something, how do you know that? Right? And how do you know what they're going through? See, we're always interpreting the way we interact with people, our life circumstances, by the way past experiences have happened, right? Ever been with somebody and then, like, at work I've been talking with, well, they're rude. I'm thinking, I didn't even notice it. I guess I'm not picking up on all of the little idiosyncrasies of every person. Probably because I got more things to think about than the other person all the time, right? And I'm not so insecure that every little person that I'm going to crawl into my little hole and be, you know, insecure about it. I'm like, well, maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they're going through things, right? I mean, you've gone through some things this year, or gone through things in your life where it's just you have periods of times in your life where it's just things maybe just haven't worked out for you. I think other people, I mean, the old scenario is too, whatever you've gone through, somebody else has gone through worse. I look back and I'm like, well, I had a friend of mine that was, I thought like when I grew up, things were kind of rough, but then I have a friend of mine that his mom took him and his brothers out, set the house on fire, murdered his dad, and then by the time we were in seventh grade, his mother died in prison of cancer. And he lived in complete poverty his whole life, right? Him and his grandma had lived on one Social Security, didn't have any clothes, completeless, you know, it was, some people have worse than we do, right? Go to Africa. People are going to have a lot worse than we do, right? So it's all perspective. The devil wants to get your perspective so out of whack in life that you're going to feel sorry for yourself. Everything's awful, terrible. Well, if you've got the Zoe kind of life inside of you and the Holy Ghost, you have way more than most people do on this earth. And you are not stuck in your current situation. That's the devil is going to lie to you all the time and say, it's always going to be like this. That is a lie. Guess what? One day you came to Jesus and everything turned around. Maybe you don't have $1 million in the bank, but spiritually something happened to you and you're a miracle. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. This is where the devil is trying to manipulate Jesus, get him off of his goal, get him off of the agenda that God has placed on, the mandate on his life. The reason why we don't experience things in life sometimes is because we are letting the devil control the scenario. Ever watch the news? We're watching the news is because they're telling us what they want us to know. And that's not a conspiracy theory, that's Bible. The whole world lies in darkness, right? It's called the world is in a wilderness. The Bible talks about this world as a wilderness. What it means, this whole world is going in a perpetual circle. There is no goal, there is no insight, right? I mean, you look, if you watch the news or you see anything, everything is an absolute tail-chasing session in this world, right? There's a war over here, there's a war over here, this is going on, this is going on, this is going on, this is going on. You wait a week, everything's completely different. Now, of course, things change in the kingdom, but the point is, God, he never changes. There's a goal. There are things that are studied. The devil is always throwing confusion your way to try to get you off. Luke chapter 4, verse 1, it says, then Jesus, now Jesus was just baptized in the water with his cousin John, and when he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit fell upon him, and then the Holy Spirit was driving him into the wilderness, and this is funny now, to be tempted of the devil. Why? He's the first thing the Lord, the Holy Spirit leads Jesus into is what? To be tempted. Listen to this. Then Jesus was led of the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he fasted and became very hungry. During that time, the devil came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. And let's stop right there. It's a manipulation again, right? If, are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that, right? I say that to people I deal with all the time. They'll say something, I'm like, okay, stop. Are you sure about that? Are you sure you want to do that? Okay? You should probably talk to an attorney. You should probably talk to an accountant, okay? Let's not go down this road right now. And it's not to manipulate people, but it's what? It's to pause, to stop. Let's think this thing through. I'm not a dentist like Brian, but I always say, this is my catchphrase. Once the toothpaste is out of the tube, you just can't get it back in the tube, right? I mean, let's think it through. But we don't need to be paranoid about things either. But right here, what is he saying? He's saying, are you sure you're the Son of God? Because here's the thing, if the devil can get Jesus off track, he's already won. If he can get you off on 2024 for the things that you desire or the things goal or whatever it is that you're looking for this year, he's got you beat. Well, you know what? 2024 is just going to be 2023 because 23 and 23 is just like 22 and 21 and 20 and blah, 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 blah. How many are glad that COVID's over, right? I mean, they keep reinventing this thing and it's always like, oh, now there's a new variant. It's like, They got this little COVID machine or something, you know? And the media keeps bringing it back up and everything, you know? It's like, oh my gosh, put your masks on. Good little slaves, you know? So it's just the same thing, but I'm glad that the bulk of that junk is over. But it doesn't, let me just say this, it doesn't matter what 2024 does, whether the economy or politics or whatever, that has no bearing on me. None whatsoever. It has nothing. It doesn't determine my joy level at all, right? Nothing. I look at the politics and I'm like, it definitely doesn't have anything to do with my joy level. Look into these people. I don't care. It has nothing to do with me. Jesus here, what's he say? He says, during that time, the devil came and he says, if you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. What is the devil saying? He's like, are you sure that your goal and who you are is really true? Then what's he doing? He pulls out a puppet show. Now, this is where I want you to look. This is what I want you to do. Isn't it interesting how the devil and the enemy and the world, they always try to get or pull you into an agenda that doesn't belong to you? Now, where in the world, see, he's trying to get Jesus to turn, well, wait a minute, I don't have to do what you do. See, the thing about the devil is he'll give you choice A and B, or he'll give you a choice A. I'm sorry, but the right choice is choice M. It's none of these. You always know that anytime the devil or you have fear or anything associated with thoughts sometimes, and the devil comes along, anytime in life, you know that decision is wrong. And I'm pretty sure Jesus had anything that comes out of the devil's mouth, it is completely wrong. I'm not going to listen to it. If it's fear-based or anything else, I don't care. I'm not going to listen to it. I don't have to submit to it. By the way, I'm the biggest rebel than the world. because I refuse to submit to the world, ever. To their news, I just refuse to submit to their fear, their propaganda, their lies, their agenda, how they describe Christ, how they define God, how they define Christianity, what they define as moral. None of that affects me. Shouldn't affect you either. I'm not here to be liked. I'm here to obey God, right? How many people did Jesus offend while he was there? A lot of them. And in fact, they wanted to kill him. So Jesus says, no. The scripture says, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He is sitting there, and in the 2024, we need to speak to our agenda, what it is, those things God has put in our heart for goal, whatever it is, or even beyond 2024, and say no. Pull it back into this realm and say, the devil, fear, insecurity, whatever it is in our life that it is, maybe you even go back to school, maybe you're going to start a business, maybe you're, whatever it is you're wanting to do, get a promotion, take more training, take more classes, whatever that is. I remember sitting, I said this before, one of the guys at my field, you have to have licenses and all that good stuff to be able to do things. It's like everything's licensed. Like, you know. So, whatever. It's ridiculous. I was looking at thinking it was something about vending machines pop up. I was like, you got to have a license for vending machines. I'm like, really? Hit a button. It's like, we got to have a license for this. Anyway, but he had to study and take tests to do this line of work and everything. And he just said, well, I'm not, you know, I'm just not going to be able to do it. I don't think I'm going to pass the test. I said, don't do it then. Because you've already got the mindset, you're failing before you even go. He was scared that everybody else is going to find out if he fails. You got to have the mindset that you're going to do it, as you're going to accomplish it, you're going to be successful. Verse 5, then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and he said, if you're the Son of God, jump off, for the scripture says, he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Now, the devil always going to pervert things. He's going to twist things around in your life, whatever it is that you're doing. And again, he's trying to say the agenda. I'm going to take you here. You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. No, I don't have to. You know what? A word that is so offensive in my house is no. I love giving the gift of no, right? I love it. Can I do? No. Let me bless you with no. You know what? I, no. Spelled N-O. I love blessing with the blessings of no. We need to tell the devil no. You know, the more times you say no, the less he comes around. Right? In my house, nobody comes asks me for anything because I say no. Because mom's the one that will buy everything, right? She's the one that's like, oh my gosh, let's get the upgraded coat and the matching shoes and the matching socks and all these other great things. And I'm like, no. So I've put it in practice. I know what I'm talking about. I'm an expert in this area by saying no. I'm a finance guy, and I'm a tightwad. Okay, that's just the way it is, right? I've got clothes I've had in my, you know, so it's not probably something to brag about, but I've had these boots for like 30 years. So anyway, I probably need to update some things, but anyway, I'm always like, I always say that, well, you should buy some more clothes on. So. But anyway, I put it to the test and it worked. Hallelujah. Amen. So I don't mind. As long as everybody in the house is happy, that's fine with me. But it just proves the point that when the devil comes along and you say, no, I'm not going to submit to fear. I'm not going to submit to insecurity. I'm not going to submit to these things. Because guess what? In a new year, new beginnings, what is there? It's the fear of the unknown, right? It's just things you don't know what's going to come down the pipeline. And Jesus responded, Scripture says, you must not test the Lord your God. Next, the devil was speaking to a very high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and their glory. I will give it all to you, he said, if you will kneel down and worship me. Uh-huh. Sure. You bet. Right? Now, the temptation was here, he did have the authority because Adam and Eve gave him the authority, right? We see in Revelation chapter 1 that what did Christ take away? The keys of death, hell, and the grave. These are the things that he stole from Adam and Eve and deceived them in the Garden of Eden. So he had the keys, but the willingness was he wasn't going to give it to Jesus because he's a liar, right? He's a bold face. And Jesus is smarter than your average boo-boo bear, those of you who like Yogi Bear. He's way smarter than the devil. So none of this is going to affect him. And what does he say here? Oh, get out of here, Satan, he said. For the scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So again, the devil is going to try, he tried to get Christ to accept the propaganda, didn't he? To take the bait. The devil is trying to set the agenda. He's trying to lay the groundwork, get you to focus on something, get you to do something. He's trying to get Christ to take the easy way out to do things. Well, this wasn't an easy way out, and it was never going to work out. Philippians 4:8. I'll just say this. The new year is not about only proclaiming a resolution, but it's changing the way that, here we go, we interpret the way we view people, the way we view situations, and the way we view opportunities. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what? Don't think on it. No, think on these things, right? You can't believe how many denominations are out there that are they're preaching that you know, we need to suffer and that, you know, Christ is, you know, God is putting sickness and disease on people and people are dying so that other people can get saved. And all this. That does not line up with this scripture or what the Bible says. It says, think on these things, good things. Why? I'm going to be successful in 2024, right? Maybe it's, again, start a new business. Maybe just make new friends. To some people, just to talk to people, that's a huge thing, right? What about, again, what about just getting closer to God? Mr. Gary was talking about reading your Bible, right? Say, I can read my Bible every day. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to talk to God every day. You know what? That might sound like, oh, that's kind of corny. Or, oh, that's not like I'm going to lose 100 pounds or I'm going to do this. Can you imagine if you set a goal, just like I'm going to spend 5 minutes with God every day, just praying, just meditating. What will the end of the year look like for you? And guess what? I guarantee you there'll be 9,000 interruptions that come along, right? I need homework. I need help. I need this. Can you help me move this? You can do it. Read through the Bible. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Meditating on the word, here we go, reprograms your thinking. It reprograms your thinking, right? Because what it does, it puts a guard up and it says, I'm not going to accept these things in my mind anymore. Now stop about things. How many of you ever... I mean, I'll admit, how many of you applied for a job and didn't get it, right? How many have, tried to get a raise and you didn't get it? How many times have you, you know, maybe you lost a job or, they picked somebody else other than you? Does that define your worth? But see, we can have self-talk to say that, well, I'm just not good enough. I've been around the block just a few times. And I'm telling you what, sometimes people, and I've been in interviews with people where they pulled me in interviews with people, we've interviewed people, and you know what their dialogue is? We know who we're going to hire, we just have to go through the interview process. Right? And I'm mad because we've already decided who we're going to interview, but we bring in three other candidates that I have to interview. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, this isn't right. I mean, we're deceiving people to say that, yeah, we'll let you know when we find out. And I've interviewed people with the knowledge of Mac. We've already decided who we're going to hire. Does that define your worth? No. Your circumstances, it does not define whether you're a quality person, whether you're capable of doing the job or not. What happens is you don't get hired, you don't, and then all of a sudden, well, I just don't think this is for me. I remember one time I was talking with an attorney. We were kind of getting into it, and he had said something. He goes, well, I'm not sure that you should probably be doing this line of work. And of course, the way I am, said, I don't remember asking your opinion on it. I've gotten in disagreements with doctors and lawyers and other financial people and blah, 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 because it's not that I don't listen to those people, but I know what I want. I know the direction I'm going, and you can hop on the bandwagon or you can get off, right? Because you're going to have people in 2024 in your life moving forward, they're going to try to get you off, right? They're going to try to minimize you. Well, this is all you're going to do. This is all you're going to do. You're going to stay right here. You don't have to accept those things at all. I don't have to accept them at all, right? Well, you should be doing this. Well, I didn't ask your opinion, so I don't remember asking that. Sorry. I just don't care. And that sounds mean, that thing's cutting, but like in the situation with the devil comes along, you need to shut the devil up, and the devil will use people to speak into your life, and they'll try to minimize you. And anything you have, whether it's a business or you want to go do something else or whatever it is, you're always going to have those people, and I would like to say this, when people are born again, when you have new people, I tell everybody that gets born again, you get saved, the first thing you're going to do, you got to watch out for your friends, because they're going to try to drag you down because you're going on with God and they're stuck here, you're going a different place, and they're feeling left behind. It's not personal. And 2024, we need to recognize the devil's voice. Now, again, if somebody's trying to give you things and say, well, if you do this, this could happen. You know, you want to seek good advice. The Bible talks about in the counsel of wisdom, in the counsel of many, there's wisdom. So we need counsel. We need things. I do consult people. I talk to people over the years. But you can have a resolution all day long, but the devil is going to come along and try to talk you off that cliff. He's going to try to talk you off of that goal, whatever it is. How many want to be somewhere like, you want to be somewhere different than where you're at now, right? You're like, I'm here, but I'd rather be there. Guess what it's going to take to get from point A to point B? It's going to take, number one, willpower. Number two, you need the word. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit. And also, you need to change your thinking to get there, right? I mean, years ago, I was so insecure about talking to people. I knew nothing about finances, nothing. I was so insecure about those things, right? I just didn't understand anything. I didn't understand anything. And I had an opportunity, somebody said, well, you should probably do this and everything. And I looked at it. And I had to change my thinking. I had to change my thinking. To get from point A to point B, you got to change your thinking. You got to change your thinking. Now, Psalms, I don't want that to sound heavy-handed, but the point is you're going to have people that are going to come along your path, and they're going to try to talk you down from where you're at. They're going to try to talk you out of an opportunity or expanding or doing things. And again, be led by the Holy Spirit. But the point is this, that the devil will use people to try to talk you out of things. Psalms 37, 1 through 9 says, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong, for like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. What do we need? We need to put Him first, right? There are so many people that I know, they're extremely wealthy, but they've sacrificed everything in the process to get there. We need to, first of all, delight in Him, and He'll give us the desires of our heart. Psalms 1 through 3 says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers." Well, here we go. Whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on the law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Do you know? I mean, we're not exactly in the charismatic, spirit-filled region of the United States. If you haven't noticed that, by all means, right? Okay, all the charismatic people you see on TV, they don't come to Iowa. Okay, I'm just telling you right now, they don't come to Iowa. It's not real popular. And we're not real popular around here, okay? But there's a temptation to change. How many other churches will compromise to get numbers? I believe the Word's going to take care of itself, right? The Word will manifest itself. But it's something, too, where are you going to be faithful to what it is? So 2024, let's put it in terms, 2024 goals in your life, whatever that is, are you going to stick with it? Are you going to be true to it? Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans." I want to look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We'll close here. Are you all bored? Are you bored tonight? Are you sure about that? Are you sure? Oh, so somebody picked. Thanks, Adrian. Picked up on that. Thank you. Thank you. You are listening. I know. You're with me. I know you're with me. Sorry. Romans 12, 1. Jaden's even laughing at me. See? He just thinking, that guy's goofy. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world by the what? But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." How do you change things? By the renewing of your mind. Okay, I don't know. There used to be, I mean, ever heard of that show, Saturday Night Live? Okay, ever heard that? Okay, you know, back in the day. There's a guy on there. It was named like Stuart Smalley, some character. And he'd look in the mirror and he goes, "I'm smart enough, I'm good enough, and people like me," right? And it was like daily affirmations. And it was a big joke. And then one time they had Michael Jordan on there, and he looked at it, and he goes, "Okay, now, Michael, look in the mirror and say, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and people like me," right? So it was a big joke all the time. But what was I doing? It's kind of a joke, but it was, you're changing your thinking, isn't it? You're speaking some things. Now, can I also, just as we close here, say this too? Again, you're not defined, but we were just talking about little ones earlier. And, you know, sometimes in life it gets discouraging. Sometimes, you know, moms, you feel like all I'm doing is changing diapers. All I'm doing is feeding these little people, right? All I'm doing is, like in our it's like everybody's in 9,000 sports. Everybody's in band. Everybody's doing this. And it's like, dear Lord Jesus, come rapture tonight. I am, like, spending $50 million in gas. We're, like, sitting, going everywhere. It just gets, but you know what? In life, you're going to go through seasons. And sometimes, maybe 2023 was a season. I mean, there are just some things in life. You're going to go through things. There's a season. And you're called to do things. I mean, you know, it's just ministering to kids is a ministry. Moms, you have an amazing, and dads, just being a parent, you've got just an incredible responsibility to mold little people, right? How many little people are so neglected out there? This is an absolute ministry. Sometimes it just, again, we're talking about goals, we're talking about things in life. It's always about, I'm going to have this big, you know, corporate thing, or I'm going to have this big job or this big business. We're going to make enormous amount of money. And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes it's just like, we're talking about, hey, maybe this year I want to have goals. Maybe this year, you and your spouse are going to go have a meal together. we were talking about that. We had three under three, you know, at one point. And it's just like three little people go down and they just go everywhere. And the scary thing is when you don't hear anything, that's when you get scared, right? Because we had three girls, so there's like constant chatter all the time. When you hear nothing and you hear a little creak and stuff and you're like, okay, now I'm nervous because I don't hear anything and there's like no conversation and it's really silent, I'm getting scared. And I start praying in tongues, Lord, help me. Where's that GPS for these kids at? But there's just seasons in your life. In 2024, maybe a season in your life that you're just going through and just like, hey, there's just things, it's just life. But whatever your goal is, and you're not defined by often where you are right now. Jesus was a carpenter. That was not his calling until he hit the age of 30, and then from there he kicked into what he was doing, right? And the devil tried to talk him down the whole time. But still, between by the time he was born until he was 30 when he started his ministry, there was still a purpose for him until he reached it. Is that going to be in 2024? I don't know. But whatever it is you're going through, if you have a goal and something you're reaching for, you may not see it right now, but don't lose sight on it. Don't lose sight on it. Maybe you're going through a time of transition. Maybe it's just a season you're going through. And again, the devil's going to come along and say, well, you're always going to be changing poopy diapers. And everything. No! But it's a pleasure doing that too, right? Because why? You get to spend time with your kids and there's purpose in that. But the devil is going to go along and say, well, you're just, man, this isn't going to happen. This is always going to be like this. You're always going to be like this. And, you know, that's not true.
Where the mind goes, the man falls.
Yep.
Brother Hagin always said that. Where the mind goes, the man falls.
So in 2024, begin to think of things and look at, is this God or is this the enemy trying to bring me down? Is this, and don't get mean with people, because I've had, when you're around choleric people and your other industries that I've dealt with over the years, and you get, you know, you're dealing with people that are, you know, very highly driven and things like that, you gotta sometimes, you gotta match. It's called matching tones and matching things. So there's things that, but when you see people, and you can tell they're obviously, you know, speaking from a selfish position, or they're not speaking to you, they're not, whatever that is, and you can tell this isn't right, just recognize on the inside. You know, we can still love people and care about them, but then come back and say, you know what, they mean well, but they're not helping me. There were people in Jesus' life, you know, Peter was well-meaning. He said, you know what, we're going to take care of you. You're not going to go to the cross. We're going to defend you. When he said, he called him Satan. Now, Peter loved Jesus, but he was still meaning. He was still off because he didn't understand the call. And you're going to see things in 2024 moving on, whatever that is in your life or your kids' lives or whatever that is, we need to pray things out and pray for people. That's very important. But when we're seeing things, say, is this based out of fear or is this faith-based? Does this line up with what's in my heart moving forward for our lives and our kids? Because we have people too, they're meaning, they're well loving, well, coming from a place of love and compassion, that they're wrong. And I still love them. But what are they doing? They're going up here instead of down here. We need to go by what's down here, right? It's easy to give up on things. It's easy to let things go. And the devil wants you to give up. He wants, well, it didn't happen in 2023, so it's never going to happen. Really? Really? Did Jesus just give up in year 25? Well, I just don't know. It's not happening. It's just not happening. Based on his culture and everything, he needed to be that age for people to listen to him. There's just some natural things that sometimes God has to do. Sometimes you're not ready. Whatever that is, God is preparing you for a vision or business. I don't know what it is in your life in 2024. Don't get discouraged, but recognize where you're at in life and pray things out. But have wisdom not to, read into things and be discerning on the inside. Father, we just thank you so much for your love. And 2024 is going to be incredible. Amen? I pray tonight over every person here that whatever it is that they're desiring, that doors are opening for them in the name of Jesus. For promotions, business opportunities, Lord God, wisdom, finances, favor, Lord God. You're leading people by your Spirit this year in 2024. I come against fear. Fear of what the news says. Fear of what negative reports. It doesn't matter, Lord. We are going to thrive this year in the name of Jesus as a church and individually, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, right now. We speak, you said there in Acts chapter 2. In fact, I'm just going to read it. Acts chapter 2. And you proclaim this through your prophet Peter, Lord God. Through the apostle Peter and speaking, quoting Joel, and it says, "It shall come to pass in the last days, God said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke, and the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, and before that great and notable day of the Lord come to pass. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I thank you tonight, Lord,